This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dirt and Sprague continues.
So your wife tells you something. I need to know, where are we going with this?
Andy Dirt Johnson.
She said, you know what I think we should contemplate buying? She wants to put our kid on a leash.
Brandon Sprague.
It's like seeing a tiger in a zoo. You just feel awful for it.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Look, she's an unbelievable mom. She carries all the weight in our family. I have to preface all this because she says I only throw her under the bus on the air.
So you just threw her under the bus.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Love my beautiful bride. Welcome back in. Hour number three. Dirt and Sprague here, 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Mike Myers at home.
1080 AM.
Reaching for a Hershey bar.
Yeah.
Swing and a foul.
Low blow, swag.
I told him he asked. He asked for clearance for the Open, and I told him it was fine.
Okay.
We were at the zoo on, what day did we go to the zoo? Sunday morning we went to the zoo.
It's weird that I know that you were at the zoo, but
social
I saw
media,
photos,
baby.
Yeah.
Social media was out there. I saw a kid that had, it wasn't a full-on leash, but it was like a wrist-to-wrist thing with the mom. So that's, I mean, it counts as a leash, basically.
That's a leash.
I mean, you know, it wasn't around the neck. I prefer it around the neck, you know. I'm just kidding.
Like one of those spike collars.
Easy.
Hey.
I'm just picturing picturing Mini-Me running on the, going after Scott Green's character on the Reel him in, Marlin. I'm arguing about Jalen Hurts and Justin Herbert, so thanks a lot for that, Joe Montana. If you think Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Justin Herbert, you don't know ball. Anyways.
Really?
Yeah. It's as easy as, I mean, you don't know football.
One's a pretty good leader that wins a Super Bowl.
That,
I don't know.
He is, man.
He comes
up
big in the big moments.
he's
clutch.
He's clutch. He's got the
He knows how to
gene.
Make those throws when it matters the most.
He does. Be up 34-0 behind the best team in football. We got a lot to get to in this hour of the show.
You know what the unfortunate part is?
What?
The narratives and the noise make some of us, and I'm going to throw you in on this,
sure.
In different sports, in different ways, it ends up making us, hate is too strong of a word,
yeah,
but not like somebody we honestly should be rooting for.
Makes me root against somebody that I have no business rooting against.
He seems as genuine a good dude as there is in
that
sport.
I don't root against Jalen Hurts. The narratives to me are over the top and extreme, and they're laughable.
But if he throws a pick in a playoff game, you're like, yep.
I thought he didn't do that. I thought he was a winner. I thought he was always dominant, man.
That dude suffered.
With that one 300-yard passing game last year and his 18 touchdowns on the season and his 2,900 passing yards, which was 20th in the NFL.
But just think about what he overcame and what would have been the most.
So overcoming to have the best defensive line and offensive line and running back and wide receiver tandem. And
Dirt, how many players get subbed out during the halftime of a national championship game?
And then got to go make millions of dollars playing quarterback at Oklahoma in one of the best offensive systems in the sport. And, you know, just horrible luck for him. Brutal. brutal luck for Jalen Hurts. Maybe if he wasn't so bad in that game, he wouldn't have been subbed out. Maybe that was part of the problem. Maybe we take a little bit of this ownership.
What I'm saying,
Jalen Hurts.
You're
maybe
letting,
we take a little bit of this ownership.
Somebody on
how
the text
bad
line.
You sucked in the first half of that game. That's the reason you got benched, because you couldn't score. Right. And Tua came in. You know who would have won a Super Bowl with the Eagles last year? Tua. Lots to get to in the final hour, third hour
really?
Of the show. I don't know. Just
Tua would have thrown
up.
A touchdown in the snow.
Did they? That's true. They had played a game in the snow. I retract that statement.
Yeah.
Retract that statement. He can't win games in cold weather. Let's get to this. This came
we
out.
Dominated
oops,
him
hold
in the
on,
second
sorry.
Half.
That was a fat thumb. My apologies. So, fat thumb. My apologies.
Yeah.
I saw this yesterday. So it's week one in the college football world. Everybody's reacting, overreacting, underreacting, getting excited about it.
Do you think you properly reacted, overreacted?
I feel like I properly reacted. Mm. I don't feel like I'm, you know, the Alabama stuff's been fun to dunk on. That's also a validation of a take that I've had for a while of like, I don't know if I trust them and I don't know if I trust DeBoer. So there was a lot of slam dunking in that regard yesterday, and we'll see if they can turn it around. Talk about a hot take out of week one. The Oregon-Montana State game was on the Big Ten Network.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a butt on the call of that game.
There was a butt on the call of that game.
It was Jake Butt.
I don't know if I had heard him call a game that I had. I couldn't remember what game he called that I heard.
I don't think he did any Oregon game. I think he mostly did Big Ten games that were like, you know,
irrelevant
Maryland,
to us.
Rutgers, yeah. And you know, Michigan State and Iowa, and you know, those kind of games.
Yeah, he was fine on the broadcast.
He was fine. I didn't have any issues with him. I thought he was okay. He then gets done calling the game. He flies back to Big Ten Network Studios.
Sure. Indy, right?
I believe in Indy. And then they got to start having their reaction shows from week one. Mm. And this was said by Jake Butt yesterday.
More Butt.
Talk about an overreaction, underreaction, valid reaction to a win over. Yeah, you got to thought you wanted
to. I was going to say, is it a big butt, little butt, normal butt?
Is this a big butt, little butt, normal butt take from Jake Butt on Dante Moore?
I think Dante Moore will be a top 10 pick. There's a formula here for Oregon that they followed, which is to get a transfer quarterback, Bo Nix, to go get a transfer quarterback, Dylan Gabriel. Both those guys were phenomenal. But Dante Moore is an even different level of talent. And I think it's his journey that is what is going to allow him to realize his full potential. The fact that he chose to sit and learn under Dylan Gabriel last year, to understand this system with Coach Stein. Will Stein told us that when it's all said and done, Dante has a chance to be the best he's ever seen. And a great start. I understand they're going to play better opponents throughout the season. But, man, did Dante Moore look comfortable in the game past weekend.
He did say that during the game. That
he said the Stein comment, yeah.
Yeah, the Stein
comment.
He
did not
comment.
Say, I think he's going to be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft.
No, Stein didn't say
that part. That's a pretty big butt take. Do we agree with the butt take?
So is this a BBL-level take?
This is a BBL-level take.
You think so?
I mean, yeah, after one game against Montana State, I'm as homer as you could possibly be, and even I'm not like, well, that's top. I mean, does he have the talent and the capabilities of it? Sure, I'm not ruling it out.
Well, you know what? The way we talked about this with Arch before the Ohio State game of
this is a deep quarterback class too, man.
Is he going to be the first pick or is he going to come back? And a lot of us are like, he's going to come back. Where are you at with Dante on that? Is there a level of stat he achieves and he's like, I gotta go? Or is...
I mean, I think there for sure is, yeah. Like, if he has a Heisman finalist season and throws 40 touchdowns and 6 picks and 4,000 yards, and you're like, dude, go.
In general, if you're a first-round grade,
yes,
you gotta go because you're a quarterback.
The only reason would be, and I think you had this with Nix when he came back for another year, I don't think Nix would have been a first-round pick had he left after his first year at Oregon.
No, he was being discussed like...
Second or third round, maybe?
Second, third, fourth.
His first year?
Yeah, after his first year at Oregon.
No, he was definitely not a day one guy.
And then, but I think also...
That's why he came back.
Sure, the other part of it, too, is like, how does the season end? Like, do you lose in heartbreaking fashion, and is that important to... Like, I think that's important to some guys of like, I want to go finish the job or trying to accomplish some goal. I've only had one full year as a starting quarterback.
Whoa.
Do I need more seasoning?
Is it a big butt to say that the number two quarterback of his class becomes a top 10 pick in the NFL?
The quarterback class does not look very good right now, Bob.
I understand
that's
that.
That's a fun revisit of the top 5 quarterbacks that year in high school recruiting.
Well, I think Nemec has said this, that like almost 50% of the 5-star quarterbacks bust.
Yeah, it's a 50-50 coin
flip. I mean, it's not a guarantee because you get a 5-star quarterback, it's going to hit.
But you have in this class, Drew Aller.
Yeah.
Cade Klubnik.
Nussmeier.
Those are all guarantees.
Yeah.
We'll
see what Mateer does.
You got Mateer who has a choice. Lenora Sellers who has a choice.
Yeah.
Arch Manning who has a choice. Mm-hmm. Like
Simpson, of course, obviously.
Yes.
Malik Murphy.
Carson Beck. Like, who knows what Carson Beck does this year
Bengal
in Miami?
Branson.
Fernando Mendoza got mocked at CBS as the number one overall pick in the draft. Did you see his stat line against Old Dominion? It wasn't impressive, but it was one game. So
they didn't like dominate.
They did not light up Old Dominion in week one. So you go through the list and it's like, that's a lot of quarterbacks that are coming out that will likely be first round. Like, teams are stupid, whether it's worthy or not. A lot of these guys are going to go in the top 10 because teams are desperate for quarterbacks. So
yeah.
I just thought it was interesting to have a guy who was around him and watch week one come out with that strong of a take. Like, it's one thing for a coach and Will Stein to talk about he might have the ability to be the best, or, you know, we see him, you know, becoming the best that we've ever coached here. That's, you're going to get that from coaches. They want to hype their guys up. To have an analyst come out and say that after watching him against Montana State, I would say I don't think it's just based on Montana State.
He was kind of hinting at some of this stuff during the broadcast, and I think everybody would know going into that they expected them to do to Montana State what they did.
Yeah.
I think this is about talking to somebody like Will Stein, who in football circles has a lot of respect, his track record, what he's done to go from UTSA to what he's been doing at Oregon now with Nix and Gabriel. I think it's more that than it is, oh, he watched him against Montana State and now he's got the take. I think the take was already cooked.
Yeah.
And he just
took it out of the oven.
He took it out of the oven. Yeah. He took it out of the butt.
Let me ask you this. Based off all the offseason
right in the butt
conversations that we've had, where would the surprise level be if in April we turn on the NFL draft and Dante Moore is a top 10 pick? Because it's been a running joke, and I don't blame people like you for, you know, poking fun at it. And he threw pick sixes at Reser, and he's going to get benched, and at some point he'll lose it. Like, that's been a running joke, and I get it. It's Oregon, and you take your shots when you can. To go from that kind of conversation of, is this a weakness, and where do they go with an inexperienced quarterback, if he becomes a top 10 pick in the draft?
I think the tough part is we're getting so ahead of the season and how it's going to go.
Just like, slightly over our skis after one game.
But we also don't know what draft he's referring to. He could specifically say this year. He
very
just said
true.
He thinks he could be a top 10 pick.
Very true.
And I think numbers can exist where he has a really good year, and he comes back, and he loads up and says, wait till next year when I know even more, and I reach Yoda level of Jedi quarterback play, plus whatever talent is going to be at Oregon next year, including DeCorey Moore. So he didn't specify. If you tell me it's this year, he's a top 10 pick. Out of
like
a scale
one year
of
one
to
a
10,
starter, and then Bolton.
I'd probably say an 8.5 to almost 9. I mean, I'm already on the record of saying he's not going to New York.
We got the sticky note ready to go.
See, there you go.
If he's a top 10 pick, I'd imagine he's there, but you never know. Quarterbacks usually are.
You get a couple quarterbacks, and then there's going to be a Caleb Downs that's probably going to be there. Maybe a
your token defensive guy that has to go. You're like, let's invite that guy that we all know won't win the award.
Yeah, and then a receiver of some sort or a running back of some sort.
Right. Swag, where would the shock level be for you?
This year I'd be pretty surprised.
Yeah.
If he has a good to great season and comes back and is one of then the front runners.
What's his size? He's 6'3", right?
Oh, he's big.
Pretty
he's
big.
He's
kid,
plenty
dude.
Of size.
He's so big.
I think
so he has an offense. He has an NFL quarterback.
So
body.
Size, speed, arm strength. You have to look at this from an NFL lens, not just a win loss.
All
he's
of like 6'3", 6'4", 220.
All of it is
like, he's
right
well built.
There.
So you got Nussmeier physically.
That was the first thing that stood out to me. I remember last year seeing him at the first game on the sidelines of like Dylan Gabriel is so tiny.
Yeah.
And then Dante Moore standing next to him looked like he towered over him.
Well, he's bigger than Nussmeier. Nussmeier's listed at what, 6 foot, right?
6 foot. He's a little undersized.
He's bigger than Klubnik.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aller's kind of his size.
Aller might be a little bit. Aller's one of those bigger bodies.
Right.
You know?
Not
Sellers,
as athletic.
Sellers is athleticism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sellers is the one.
He's a sneaky number one pick.
If he pops and South Carolina has a season,
they go 9-3, 10-2.
I could see him being a runaway freight train
for sure.
PR wise.
After that, dude, I mean, maybe it's not as crazy as we think given the size, the arm strength. And if
well, the other thing is, how many NFL teams that are likely to be top 10 draft picks need a quarterback?
Oh, you're
are
a lot
in
of
the,
them.
Are in
the Saints could be back in this conversation if
dude,
Shuck sucks.
You go down the list of NFL teams that need a quarterback. Are you kidding me? Miami could be in a position to draft
Cleveland.
One. The Jets are terrible. Cleveland's terrible. They don't have a franchise.
The Colts.
The Steelers might be looking to take one if their season is the side of a mountain. The Colts, as you mentioned.
The Cardinals.
The Cardinals,
even
for
though
sure.
That quarterback contract sucks.
I mean, I'd imagine at some point the Raiders
the
thinking about drafting a guy. The Jets, like.
Yeah. There's a list.
Yeah. It's a long list.
I just wonder.
The Saints, the Panthers.
I wonder
the
how
Rams.
Much NFL scouts still have in their mind what they saw him starting as a true freshman in UCLA and how much Dante has to perform consistently to overcome that stigma in some NFL minds.
Yeah, I'm wondering if scouts still
I'm not
thinks about
it's
that
fair
or if that's
or it's
a, yeah.
the way that it should be.
Right.
But It comes down to human beings actually deciding this, that, or the other thing. And
right,
if they've got something in their heads they can't get through or over.
These kids, I've told you this before, these kids don't follow football and watch the way we think they do, because we talk about, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm wondering how many people in the camps of these top-end quarterbacks in college that are probably NFL-worthy, how many are watching, if Matt Stafford's back stays kind of weird and broken, the Rams being the team of, like,
yeah,
yo, could you be a 5-6 win team this year because your quarterback play blows?
Talk about a great place to go to play for Sean McVay and maybe wait for a year under Stafford or potentially land there. Like, dude, that would be ideal.
That's a gift.
By the way, speaking of Dante Moore, he was on the Program podcast. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but it's with the Brand Man and Cole Linehan.
Yes, I've heard of the Program.
And they sat down with Dante Moore for their latest episode of the Program podcast. And he talked, I thought that was interesting about Moore and his journey to Oregon being starter. He chose to sit last year. He could have gone and be a starter. Like, Michigan threw a bag at him and wanted him to be the starter back in his home state. And he
needed
said no.
To learn.
He wanted to learn, yeah. Wanted to be in the system. And he talked about his film study process.
Overall, as a quarterback, that Sunday you're watching a film of the recent game, about your coaching points, and then you're like probably like the afternoon towards evening, you're just starting to look at the team you're playing next week. And then Monday through Friday night, you're watching film every day from like – whatever time it is, you know, after practice, from your practice film, and then watching the other team. So it's a lot of film that gets put onto there, of course. But the best thing about all of it is when you watch so much film prepare, and then you get, you know, you go out there on the field, and it's a certain look that you see on film, and you be able to be successful with the play and understanding, like, hey, all these hours of film got put in for us to score on this drive. So it's a great feeling. Of course, it's very stressful, but it's nice.
Yeah, he was basically a shadow for a year, you know, roomed with Dylan Gabriel on the road, everywhere they went, watched film with him, and so we'll see how it plays out long-term for him.
I know we're
strong take on Jake Butt, from Jake Butt on Dante Moore.
I know we're against it. The pedigree, too, of landing NFL talent, it's established, dude. He puts NFL players in, so that... Don't overlook that aspect of it.
Like, what would have been the reaction if I would have told people a year ago that Dylan Gabriel would be higher on the depth chart than Shedeur Sanders?
We would have laughed you out of the room.
Would have been pretty surprising. He was supposed to be a top five pick.
Even Nick's coming to Oregon telling you he's going to be a top whatever pick. What, 12? Was he? Would he go 12 to Denver?
Somewhere in that range. Yeah.
That's the new Drew Brees. You would have laughed at me if you would have said that.
Had a good rookie year.
That noise, that was what we used to do listening to Doggy Style at somebody's house when he said the N-word.
Yeah.
What was that? Somebody kept turning it down and turning it up.
Stop changing the dial, Program Man. That's Dante Moore on the Program podcast. You can go check that out. And Jake Butt saying he's going to be a top 10 pick. Now, both of you accurately pointing out he did not say what draft. So
that's why the take is good.
That is solid. He didn't say this year.
Be,
he didn't say in April he'll be a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
He just said he will be a top 10 pick. So strong takes coming on Dante Moore. After 1 week against Montana State, we'll see how that plays out. I want to dive into some NFL stuff coming up bottom of the hour. But next, I got a few baseball things in my notes. Is that okay? I got a couple of baseball things.
My team has lost 5 or 6 games, and I have waved the white flag, so whatever you're about to tell me, it's going to be news to me.
News to you. I got some news for you. Also, the funniest thing possible that could happen, a couple of baseball notes from yesterday. We'll dive into it next, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, it wouldn't be NFL Eve with everybody yelling about Justin Herbert on the YouTube chat. That's great. Welcome back to Debating NFL Quarterbacks.
Herbert
kicks off tomorrow. Ready to go, baby. Swag diehard Charger fans ready to watch this guy.
Joe Montana, top three quarterback, according to him. He knows ball.
Yes, he does. He's been there. He knows, man.
Herbert is maybe
he's so
the,
fascinating.
He's one of the more polarizing quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, look, he's not. Somebody said you're criticizing Hurts, but not criticizing Herbert being in there. I literally said in the segment that he's not a top four quarterback. You have to win a playoff game to be a top four quarterback. He's never won a playoff
game.
Is he top
five?
No, I probably wouldn't put him there. He's definitely top 10, probably top 7.
Okay.
And I think that's very fair. I think you're an idiot.
I love the ranking. The unofficial rankings that nobody ever agrees with.
Well, it's the dumbest thing that we do. Like, the win-loss stat for quarterback stuff just drives me nuts. And some guys get it more so than others. Like, there was a rush when Hurts and was having that year the Eagles' first win of the Super Bowl and then lost to the Chiefs in that game.
Yeah.
That he was, like, better than Lamar Jackson. And it's like, what are we doing here, man? What are we doing? Stop it. Lamar Jackson has two MVPs. Jalen Hurts has never thrown 30 touchdowns in a season. He had 18 touchdown passes last year.
Who would you rather have in a playoff game?
Lamar Jackson. Well, I would. With Philly's talent, it's not even close.
Sub 500? Well, he's not in Philly, is he?
No, he's not. That's the problem. If he was, he'd be the number one quarterback in the league because he'd have three Super Bowl rings.
You know
right
what
now.
He is? He's because
it takes
of,
a team to win a football game. Shocking, I know.
Hurts has kind of become the modern-day Russ Wilson when
yes.
Russ was young with
very
the Legion
similar.
Of Boom. And it's
very
like,
similar.
That's a great situation. I'm not acknowledging that he doesn't make good throws.
Like he's not
but...
a top. Russell Wilson was not a top five quarterback. He was good. He
and
was
then
fine.
He, you know, I thought he eventually like kind of started doing stuff.
Yeah.
We were like, dude, okay.
And then what happened when the team wasn't as good around
well,
him?
When
well,
the defense,
they didn't win any playoff
yeah.
games anymore, did they?
Errol
wow.
Thomas giving a middle finger.
Funny how that works, isn't it? Wow, yeah. Interesting. All right, I got some NFL stuff I want to get to coming up in a few moments. Do we think that Framber Valdez last night in Houston purposely drilled his catcher with a fastball?
Well, you're a good co-host. You said, hey, dude, look this up if you haven't seen it. And I
why
hadn't
you
seen
mentioned
it.
You haven't seen yeah. baseball, and I'm not watching baseball either. Ironically, my team is now hot and back above 500. They won again yesterday. They're only like four games out of the wild card.
I saw the fight.
The fight was pretty cool. Devers is hot. He's hitting bombs left and right.
I have a question here. So having not remembered many a fight happening while the home run trot was going on, he's just allowed to leave the base path to fight, and then they say, no, okay, redo it.
That was my exact thought as well.
And I thought that was...
That was my exact...
Now, did he leave...
He left. He
oh,
got
he
in the
left.
Melee.
Go
oh,
watch the
okay.
video. He's in the melee. Like I don't even know if he touched second base.
No, he didn't. And then once they broke it up and Freeman
well, like
gets
nine
ejected.
Minutes later, then
yes,
he
they made him go do the base
the
path again.
I thought the same thing of like, is this not going to count now? Because he's out of the base path. I was not watching it live because I quit on my team a month ago because I'm a front-running baseball
it's
fan.
It's Giants-Rockies in
yes,
September.
Yeah. There were seven people there.
The announcer was like, Freeland's losing his mind. I'm like, well, he plays for the Rockies.
Yeah, dude, I'd lose my mind too. He's ready for the offseason. He's ready to be on a beach somewhere.
I know.
that Devers probably had some pretty awful things yelled at him, but I thought the aesthetic of watching a guy just happily trot the bases while a fight was happening around the mound would have been great.
It would have been great. All the chaos going on around the mound as he's just, you know, rounding
whistling
second.
His way around the bases.
So if you didn't see what happened in Houston last night, the Mariners are imploding, but thankfully for them, the Astros are too. They were playing the Yankees, and they had the bases loaded in the fifth inning. It's a 2-0 game, I want to say.
Yes.
Framber Valdez is pitching. His catcher tries to get him to step off the mound with the bases loaded. He's like waves at him as he starts his windup, like, step off, step off.
Yeah.
He doesn't step off, proceeds to throw a meatball right down the middle of the plate, gives up a grand slam. Oh, my God, you're down 6-0. Very next batter steps up, first pitch of the at-bat. He shakes off his catcher. His catcher calls a pitch, shakes him off, and then proceeds to throw a fastball, which you could clearly tell the catcher was not expecting because it drilled him in the chest.
His glove is kind of down.
Yes, and, he's looking for a breaking ball because he shook off the fastball, said, yeah, sure, I'll throw a breaking ball, and then chucked a fastball, hit him in the chest protector. And the catcher looked at him like, I am going to murder you and your family.
But he didn't, and he did threw not. Him the ball back.
He did. He threw it really hard, though. Yeah, it was an aggressive throw
steam
back.
On that.
I'm sure that locker room interaction was fun.
You know, I know they're in first place, but Houston?
I mean, the AL West is, again, a disaster, as it's been
such a terrible division.
Six straight years. The A's are nothing. They've been nothing. The Angels are nothing. Outside of the Rangers winning a World Series a couple of years ago, it's been
the Astros
or nobody else.
The Rangers are on fire all of a sudden, too.
The Rangers are right there.
But, like, are we scared of the Astros the way we were when they went to, like, 9 ALCSs?
No.
Because I've been keeping tabs. I've been seeing the highlights and the scores, and it's like, lose to the Twins. Lose to the Yankees.
Right.
And I'm like, are they
There's
good?
A lot of those. There's a lot of those in there. If Seattle just had their head screwed on straight, they'd have a five-game
lead in
the division.
If they could play 500 ball on the road, they'd be in for at least tied for first place.
Yeah.
They are 32-39 on the road.
The Mariners have not won a road series since the All-Star break.
Correct. Oh.
Was your girlfriend?
That was in July.
These last two, so they had a big. They've had two big East Coast road trips. One a couple of weeks ago, and the one they're currently on. They are 3-11 on this road trip. They have one more in Tampa today, and then I forget where they're going next.
I'll tell you right now, dude.
Oh, they're going to Atlanta.
Okay. There you go.
If they can't get
dude,
right
if you can't
in Atlanta,
beat the Braves.
First of all,
you're done.
This you have a your team has a moment to do a very funny thing to our audience.
Oh, they if absolutely Atlanta, can.
Dude, if it,
they have the offense to do it.
I mean, they're getting swept by the Rays right now. They can't be. I mean, they can't beat anybody.
We're getting swept by the Cubbies currently.
Yeah,
the
Cubbies
so,
are good at these. Well, Cubbies are a playoff team.
Cubs will be in the playoffs.
They could be in the NLCS this year. If they were in any other division, they'd be almost in first place.
Yeah, Acuña's really struggling right now. It's just there's not a lot. We have no pitching. So if you can't beat the Braves, to your point,
you got issues.
Also, wouldn't be shocked if you didn't beat the Braves.
What if they swept them in Atlanta?
You might get me to chop back on.
Are we chopping on? Are we turning those games on? You actually won't be able to watch them. It'll be blacked out. You can't watch those games here on MLB Extra Innings or at-bat, whatever. You can't watch them.
What dumb rules do we have here?
My team's home opener was against the Mariners, and I couldn't watch it.
I will show give me your laptops. I'll show you how to get it.
I know. I don't like watching games on my laptop, though.
I don't either. I don't use this work laptop.
Can you cast them to your TV?
Yeah, you can. Then it's effort. And it's work.
I
want to press the on button, open the app, and open the game.
I've never liked casting to a television.
Neither do I.
In the entire existence of it existing, I've never liked doing it.
Anti-cast.
I'd rather hold my phone and look at that little screen than cast onto my television. I hate casting. I don't know what it is about casting. Not casting couch, I'm in. Casting on my television with sports, no thank you. Okay. No thank you.
Great.
I don't know what it is. I just don't like it.
You like that? That's your search engine, huh?
I didn't say I. No, what are you talking about?
You like that one? You want to audition? What are you auditioning for?
I want to get a taste of like what that. How big does that?
Do you think I got on the fan?
Who'd you do your casting couch with?
Jeff Sacramento.
Silver Fox.
Hook them. All right. Should we fade the favorites? A trend from last weekend. Will it continue?
Mm.
And I'm contemplating. We can workshop this on the air. I'm contemplating because of how busy tomorrow's show is going to be, considering we're going to go Barkley for basically 30 minutes in the final
hour.
Dude,
Pate and Barkley.
And Josh Pate. Do we need to make our NFL picks today? Like division winners and stuff? Will we have to? And we got the magic hat on the show tomorrow.
What about Friday, though?
You got to do it before the Eagles and Cowboys kick off. It's tomorrow's NFL day.
Do we, though?
We'll contemplate. We'll think about it. We'll contemplate.
Who are you going to pick to win? The NFC East, I wonder.
I mean, I'm, you know, I'm taking the Giants. I like the Giants. Listen to that, boss, man. All right, should we fade the favorites? That's next. Good reminder from a P1 that all these road losses for the Mariners are on Swag and Sprague for basically saying the Mariners are making the playoffs. Everything went south from there.
I didn't bet them to win the World Series after Cal Raleigh won the Home Run Derby. No way. I didn't take them 22-1.
This is a great time to go play. Who did you say was great? Was that the Baltimore? Who were they happy to go play? The Mets.
He said they're happy to play the Mets.
They got swept or lost.
They lost to the Orioles.
Yes, who were terrible.
And then he goes, they're so lucky they can play the Mets now. And I'm like, why is that lucky?
Well, I didn't know the Mets had, like, the next Cy Young winner that they called up.
Can't lose. His kid's
that guy
like
can't lose. His first, his major league debut was shutting out the Mariners.
You didn't know
like
the Mets had
innings.
The best payroll in baseball.
They spent a lot
That's
of
crazy,
money.
Man.
They spent a lot of money.
Mind-blowing. The Mets are capable of winning baseball games.
Kind of a funny thing that happened last weekend, in the opening weekend of college football.
Yeah.
And this is a trend. It's a good reminder early. Now, we can't legally gamble on our apps or whatever, college football. You can go to a casino and do it if you want. But the phrase in gambling is largely what? That the masses are...
asses.
That's right.
Don't follow the mass amounts of people, which I watched Texas Ohio State thinking, why? Why did I also?
You fell right into the
Why?
Trap, right? So the five most bet on teams in the first week of college football last year. You ready to run down this list?
The five most bet on teams?
So the five most, like, side of a game this weekend.
Okay.
Texas was far and away number one. Texas plus one was where most people got it. Didn't hit. Mm-hmm. The second most bet on team this weekend in college football, the Alabama Crimson Tide, minus 13.5, 14, 14.5, wherever you got it. Doesn't matter. They lost the game by outright.
Certainly didn't give Florida State enough thought of, like, that's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points.
Even if they're not amazing.
On the road, not a neutral site, not in Tuscaloosa, on the road, a little bit different. Number three most bet on team in college football, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Nope, they lost outright.
What was that spread?
Notre Dame favored by a field goal in there. Minus 2.5, 3.5. Notre Dame was a slight favorite in that game. That's why I took Miami and Sprague in the line. And of course, it doesn't count, but I was, it's like home dog. We're getting points at home.
I should be a good environment. Like, by the way, or who you picked.
I took Florida State plus 13.5. I took, who else did I know I took Miami. And then who was my third pick?
I know I went 3-1 in the big peepee, but did not do as well in the spring line picks.
Yeah, big peepee, we were 3-1. I got to go. I don't know where it was.
Okay, anyways.
Any hoosies. And the last, the next two were Clemson at home, minus 4 against LSU.
That's the one I took. LSU plus the 4. Yeah.
That was your dog. Yeah. And then a team who did this to a lot of opponents last year, and everybody thought, well, they're going to do it again because they're playing nobody. Indiana was a 24-point favorite against Old Dominion, and they did not cover.
So,
the five most bet on teams in week one of college football, the five largest sides of the gambling weekend, all went, they were 0 for 5.
Oof.
So let me ask the question.
Yeah, you're going to give me some juicy ones this weekend.
I'm going to take it to the other sport. And are we learning our lesson? Will this exist in the NFL? Are you ready for the five most bet on sides?
Yes, I am ready to not bet on those
on
sides.
In the National Football League. Okay, your five most bet on games this weekend in the NFL.
Bengals have to be in this.
95%. I got to make sure I got to pull up all the opponents and see who they're playing here.
Tasty.
Because I don't know all the matchups off the top of my head. 95% of the money. Mm-hmm. Is on the Denver Broncos minus 8 over the Tennessee Titans. That is the most bet on side of week 1 in the NFL. Yeah.
First game of the year, and I'm already saying, yeah, the Titans against that defense?
Minus 8? They win by 10?
It's 8.5 now.
It's 8.5. It's going to keep going up. It's keep going up because people get betting on the Broncos.
It's such a dangerous thing to do this. But yeah, that might be one that I'm like, I'm with the masses.
That is the most bet side. 95% of the money. 88% of the money. I'm shocked it's not more, but it probably has to do something with your opponent. Is on the Eagles at whatever, 8.5, 7.5.
Yeah, it's got up to 8.5. I think it opened at 6.5. That was before the Parsons trade.
If you could get it, 6.5. Sub touchdown, you feel like a genius right now because it's going to go 8.5. It might even be 9 by kickoff tomorrow. It's going to keep going up.
I got it at 7.5. Yeah. So that 6.5, I think, lasted
for
3 hours.
So we already like the first two favorites. We like the first two.
Well, not lower than 8.5.
Okay.
So I'd be I don't know if I would take the 8.5 versus I like it at 7.5.
You like 7.5?
Yeah.
But you like the Broncos at minus 8.
I do.
You like a number one favorite?
That's going to be one of the best defenses. They got the DPOY. Come on. The Titans are not going to be good.
They're not. The Patriots weren't good, and they beat Cincinnati in week one.
You're right.
Third most bet on side in the NFL this weekend. Who the hell are they playing? Yeah, not shocking. The Arizona Cardinals -6.5. Yeah. I don't know where it's at right now. 87% of the money is on the Arizona Cardinals on the road at the Saints.
Yeah, still 6.5.
To win by a touchdown.
That. No, thank you.
Do we trust the Cardinals?
Nope, I have no
to
interest.
To win by a touchdown against Spencer Rattler? Did Rattler win the job? Did they announce
that? Yes, Rattler won the job over Shuck.
Yeah.
Nobody.
He'll be shucking corn soon.
Number four most bet on side this weekend, 83% of the money. Let me see who they play and who they play. Where are they at? The Jacksonville Jaguars are at home -3.5 against Carolina Panthers.
I would take the Panthers +3.5.
Ooh, okay. We like a dog there.
I'm getting a hook.
You are getting a hook.
How many? I mean, there might be as many Panther fans at that game.
They're well, Panther fans don't really exist either, but you know. And number five, the final one. These are the only teams who are getting 80% of the side on one ticket. Okay. I'll give you the next two that are on the outside looking in. Number five on this list, you go to, this is an interesting one. Detroit on the road at Green Bay is getting 2.5, and 81% of the bets are on the Lions +2.5.
Yeah, that's one.
At Lambeau.
I could see. Now, we'll see about Parsons. He's reportedly going to take an epidural to play if he needs to because he's got a part of his back is messed up.
That's a little alarming week one, right, if you need an epidural in week one.
Not something you want to hear after a $188 million contract. But that's one where I'd be willing to fade the public and go with the favorite. Now, you know that I have not abandoned my Detroit Lions.
No, you're still on your Lions bandwagon.
I love me some Man Campbell. I could see a little bit of, like, everybody's doubting us already with the public backing.
There's no turds here.
Sub field goal favorite, home opener. Yeah, I could ride the Packers in that one.
Two new coordinators
for
the Lions and you know, just... There's potential there for things not to be 100% smooth.
Are you better at the over or the Packers here? Or do you like the masses there?
I don't have a feel on that game at all.
That seems to be...
I don't really either.
None of us do, but... Detroit going on the road.
I'm taking a home...
Sub field goal.
Home favorite sub field goal.
Home favorite. Packers just need to win by three. Like, yeah. I'm not opposed to that at all. The good feelings coming off of the Parsons trade, whether he plays or not or is impactful or not, doesn't really dictate my opinion much on the game, and maybe that's dumb for some, but yeah, that one was interesting. I was surprised that much money came in on Detroit. Maybe it's just them getting points, and they were, you know, number one seed in the NFC last year. And then last but not least, or the last two who are on this list, who are on the outside looking
in. Who gave you this list, by the way?
This is our buddy Ben Fox.
Oh,
tweeted
okay.
this out yesterday.
Yeah,
that's how I saw it.
Okay.
Number six on this list is the 49ers on the road in Seattle, -2.5.
I think this is a week where I'm going to stay away from my team.
Don't blame you.
That feels like Seattle gets them early-ish. I don't trust San Francisco's rush defense to start the year. They're way too young on defense.
It'll be a home game for the 49ers because the 12s don't exist anymore.
But I could see Seattle just saying, Darnold, throw for $180, and we're just going to run the football and hope to win an ugly game.
And one that I'm surprised it isn't higher on this list, 74% of the money is on the Steelers minus a field goal against the Jets. The Jets, by the way, just announced today one of their starting offensive linemen's out for the year or out for a significant...
Vera Tucker, right?
Yes, yeah, for a considerable amount of time. And I saw Justin Fields in the preseason. He couldn't complete passes, so...
Yeah,
kind of like Steelers there.
And PFF, I went back and looked at PFF ranking of the Steelers, and they were like the... I think they were the seventh best team in the NFL according to PFF metrics.
Oh, really?
Like
going into the year?
Overall. No, last year.
Oh, last year. Okay.
So now you're adding the veteran quarterback play of Rodgers, and you still think there's something there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not take the Steelers in that case?
A question in the NFL and then a funny soundbite from a college football coach. We'll go to Lucy Burge coming up top of the hour. That will be your daily ticker. She is the queen of dongs. Who's going to hit a dong today in Major League Baseball? So what bets does she like in the opening weekend of the NFL? We'll do that coming up at 9. Of course, Status Story at 9:15. We're back after this on the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent, That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, they're riding the wave from their big win in Corvallis this weekend. The Cal Golden Bears,
the number one ranked quarterback in the entire sport of college football.
Was he this weekend on Pro Football Focus?
J.K.S.
He was pretty damn good, man. He was pretty damn good. And in the aftermath of that, Cal, a place that is well known for their diehard passionate fans that attend all their games,
yep,
has announced that they've created a new section in the south end zone of its stadium, and they're calling it the Black Bear.
Ah.
In homage to the Black Hole, which no longer exists because the Raiders left town.
But aren't they the Golden Bears?
They're the Golden Bears.
Why does it need to be the Black Bear?
You're asking too many rational questions right now.
They
instead of just saying, I want to go be in the Black Bear. Now, is Black Bear Diner sponsoring the Black Bear student section? The fan section?
You need way too much breakfast food on one plate at one time?
Also, having a cheering section that's not a student section is very weird. And like, that's unique in college football. Because the student section is your section in college football. Do they not have a student section? Are they calling the Black Bear? Is that the name of their student section? I'm confused.
There is a part of me. I watched Wilcox coach his way to a opening season dub. And, you know, he grew up a Duck. So, like, that was a bit of a, like, a, yeah.
Yeah. He was, right? I mean, he grew up 20 minutes from the stadium.
Exactly.
In Junction City, right down the road.
So, I was, like, I was happy for Wilcox because I like the Wilcox people. I've also been wondering, that guy, I get, like, getting a head coaching gig, never easy. There's no guarantees you ever get it again. I also look at it and go, I wish that guy didn't have to stay there for this.
Mm.
I feel like he deserves a little better than what he's getting.
Yeah, being in the ACC and traveling to play NC State in conference games is a little unique.
It's like, hey, we need you to turn the roster over by 60, and we need you to trust a true freshman quarterback.
We can't pay your quarterback and your running back, and they're going to leave in the portal every
year. And we're
year,
the Golden Bears. You don't get home support, but we're going to call section the Black Bear, even though we're Golden Bears. There's a lot there.
I saw this the other day, too. This one made me chuckle. Where's Dillingham at on this bad boy? Did you pull the Dillingham one?
Yeah, he did. It's right under the Brian Kelly.
I can't read any of this stuff.
Well, the green's a bad color.
Yeah, the green is a bad color.
I got it right here. You want me to play it?
Yeah, so this was, they're on the road at Mississippi State this weekend.
Yeah.
Arizona State is.
They're doing the cowbells at practice.
They got the cowbells going to practice. ASU's trying to get ready. And here, Dillingham had a funny note about traveling to play Mississippi State.
So interesting is now that we play in a lot smaller towns, we play further away from stadiums, our road games. So we stay about an hour and 20, hour and 15 minutes away from the stadium this week. Because that's the nearest hotel that's not a casino. to stay at. No, it's the truth. That some teams stay at the casino. That wasn't even a joke. But it's just the nearest hotel. And then you talk, some guys are finicky eaters, so it's like some guys at these hotels, they don't like the food. It's not good. So now we get, like, sandwiches on the side. You know, Texas Tech, we played last year, and our guys got sick the day of the game. We had about 10 guys at stomachs. They're getting IVs because their stomachs were sick from the food. I've never even said that. But it's just you're learning and growing along the way. So now it's like, okay, we need the food we get. And then if a player who's a finicky eater, we also need, like, a sub sandwich or a hamburger or something that they're comfortable with, because you're gone, you know, the pregame meal and then the night meal, if they don't go that amount of time with a good meal. So that's something that I learned, you know, when you're going to, like, Seattle, right, the food, and the, you know, the food's unbelievable. But some of the smaller towns, it's harder to, you know, feed 160 guys. So we're just trying to adapt.
My guys don't get sushi in Mississippi.
Stay in a casino.
I mean, dude, I love Dillingham.
Starksville, what are we doing? Stay in a casino, ridiculous. Man. Let them go down and play some craps the night before the game. Have balls, Kenny.
Finicky eaters, like, what did they grow up eating? Chicken strips and pizza like a normal teenager? Or do they have, like, these diet requirements
now? Got a bunch of swags on their team, man. I'm not eating that. No
strawberries?
Bananas.
How dare you?
Get that crap out of
are
here.
Are you surprised?
Not eating that stuff.
I heard this, and what I'm surprised of is we haven't reached the point where these teams are bringing their personal team chefs and all their equipment, where they can pre-make the meal and then set up in a ballroom with their heater.
It's not easy to do, though.
Like a hotel-style, you know, bins.
Because you probably, I mean, I know every team drives their equipment truck to the game, because you got to get all your equipment there, and you can't take that on the plane.
Throw it on the equipment truck.
I mean, that's a lot of stuff, though. You got to take a meal truck, too, with you on top of it.
Is it?
I don't know. Planning that stuff out is mind-boggling to me, of, like, how much time and effort goes into that. Of, like, when does the truck have to leave? How long is the drive? What's the journey?
Well, what are you
unloading
eating?
It, loading it? What do you eat when you get there? There's so much that goes into going on the road, not to mention if you're in a small town.
It's funny he says that, though. You go to a Blazer game, and if you're in the back as a media member, you just see every Blazer coming out with their own pizza.
Yes.
Like a Domino's
just a
pizza.
Personal pizza. That sounds delightful. Just do that for all your
teams. You guys eat 1,000-plus calories. Okay, you got it.
So he's
got
to stay an hour and a half away, because there's only casinos in Starksville, and that'll be an interesting game this weekend. Lots to get to in the final hour of the show. Statter story coming up at 9:15. Lucy Burgio kicks things off with who's hitting a home run in baseball tonight. Also, what's the week one lines that she likes the most. We'll start the final hour there next. Dirt Sprague, 105.1 FM and the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.